Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Thursday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in the book of Daniel, chapter number 6, and we've been looking at the decree of Darius. Darius was the Gentile ruler, and he was the king who sentenced Daniel to the lion's den. And of course, he was tricked into making the decree by those that were jealous over Daniel. And Daniel continued to pray to his God in spite of Darius' decree. And as a result, Darius was forced to do what he said he would do and to throw him to the lion's den. And yet Darius said before he did it that he believed that Daniel's God was able to deliver him. Well, the next morning, sure enough, he was delivered. And so a second decree was made. And this time, the decree said to all the people, nations, and languages that dwell on the earth, this is what he said: I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. And then he went on to say, for he is the living God. He said that the God of Daniel is incomparable. And then he said, and steadfast forever. And then he said, and his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed. The God of Daniel is indestructible. And then he went on to say, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. And then he said, he delivereth and rescueth. And we said that the God of Daniel, he is insurmountable. Well, today we're looking at the thought in verse number 27. The Bible says, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth. Signs and wonders in heaven and in earth. Now, apparently Darius was privy to some information more than just seeing Daniel delivered from the lion's den. He talked about there being no end of his dominion. Understand that Darius was looking as much as 3,500 years into the future, to even the end of the millennial reign, and seeing that great kingdom, which literally would have no end. And he saw things that even the Jews had not seen and understood. But he talked about working signs and wonders in heaven and in earth. He said, the God of Daniel, he is inexplicable. He is unexplainable, or it's impossible to account for or to explain him away. I think about what Job said about the very same God in Job 42, verse 2. Job said, I know that thou canst do everything, talking about the Lord. He said, and that no thought can be withholden from thee. He went on to say in verse 3, who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? And then he said, therefore have I uttered that I understood not things too wonderful for me, which I knew not. Job said, I've uttered things that I don't understand, things too wonderful for me, which I knew not. Even Job confessed that the God of Daniel, he's inexplicable. He worketh signs and wonders in the heaven and in the earth. I'm glad today that even though scientists try to explain away the miracles, even though that geologists try to refute the historic timeline and on, unbelievers are rampant in the media day in and day out. I'm glad that the God that we serve, he's inexplicable. He is unexplainable, that he is unaccountable. There's no way to take account or to explain away the greatness of the God we serve. Darius saw that truth and published it throughout his entire kingdom and to the whole world that was under his dominion, under his power, and under his rule. And my friend, I'm glad to report to you that we serve the same God today, and that the wonder of salvation is truly inexplainable, but is to be shared with everyone that we can. Father, we pray that you would help us. Although we can't fully explain it, help us to share this great salvation in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.